From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Robert Siegel.
And I'm Noah Adams. Today in Afghanistan, U.S. warplanes intensified their attacks on the Taliban front line near Kabul, hoping to loosen the Taliban's grip on power. That has not happened yet, but exiles continue to make plans for a post-Taliban government. Most of them want to bring back the elderly but popular Afghan king, Zahir Shah, back from exile to serve as a unifying symbol around which a new administration could form. Today in Peshawar, Pakistan, a large group of Afghan tribal authorities met to talk about that new government. NPR's John Burnett was there.
Afghanistan remains a tribal society. Afghans do not maintain loyalty to philosophies or political parties. They follow men. And the formation of the next government will require many more meetings like this one inside an auditorium in Peshawar. 700 traditional, intensely conservative, patriotic tribal leaders have come to talk about Afghanistan's uncertain next chapter. As the Quran is read at the meeting's opening, their host sits center stage in an ornate chair, wearing a black robe trimmed in gold. He is Pir Sayyid Ahmad Gailani, former Mujahideen commander, and the buzz in the room has it, possibly the next prime minister of Afghanistan. Though dozens of leaders will speak during this two-day meeting, there's only one who counts, Pir Gailani. He says he returned from Rome yesterday after meeting with the 86-year-old former king. He said they discussed the formation of a 10-member leadership council to act as an interim government while a new constitution is written. A United Nations all-Muslim peacekeeping force would maintain law and order until a new national army could be formed. The assemblage of bearded men, each in the distinctive headgear of his tribe, listen impassively and erupt into a war cry as the mood strikes them. These are Pir Gailani's people. If he supports the return of King Zahir Shah, so will they. That's what this meeting is all about. But this is the easy part. Most of these men are Pashtun, and they favor one man. The success or implosion of Afghanistan's next regime will depend on men who are not in this room. The Northern Alliance is a guerrilla force of non-Pashtun Afghans made up of Uzbeks, Tajiks, and Hazaras who are at this moment trading artillery rounds with Taliban troops in the north. When the smoke clears from the battlefield, the Northern Alliance commanders will want a prominent seat at the table, but with a record of brutal and corrupt administration when they were in power, few want them at the table. Rahimullah Yousafzai, a prominent Pakistani journalist who attended today's assembly, says that after 21 years of war, it will be difficult, though not impossible, to unify Afghanistan's disparate ethnic groups.
The country is now more divided. There are more arms. There is more money to be made. So all these are a very explosive mix.
And then there are the ruling Taliban. Despite bluster from Washington, Pakistani analysts say the Taliban will not be driven into extinction. They're part of Afghan society, and thousands of rigid Islamic boarding schools called madrasas are churning out even more of them. Pir Gailani told the assemblage he considers the cooperation of the Taliban in a new broad-based government significant and fruitful, but many remain deeply skeptical. Dr. Anwar Ahadi is a moderate Afghan political leader who attended the meeting.
I think, first of all, we don't know what's going to happen to the Taliban administration. They are here talking about including the Taliban. To me, the logic is not all that clear as to how they are going to include the Taliban in this administration.
But perhaps the greatest challenge ahead lies not in the division between men, but in the Herculean work they have to do. As Pir Gailani put it, Afghanistan dangles between life and death. Afghanistan is a land parched by drought, pocked with landmines, whose cities were never rebuilt after two decades of war, and whose people have among the highest child mortality rate, the shortest lifespan, and the lowest literacy in the world. To that, add nightly 1,000-pound bombs. Perhaps, suggests a speaker here, the urgency of the task ahead will cause the Pashtuns, Uzbeks, Tajiks, and Hazaras, the Sunni and Shia Muslims, the northern and southern warlords to say, we are all Afghans. John Burnett, NPR News, Peshawar, Pakistan.